What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Mini2C, and you are tuned into radiodr.co.z.
Yo, what up? It's your pilot, Shoes. Yo, Dupe Rita, they've been on all socials. Catch the podcast on radiodr.co.z or duperita.co.z. This episode is very, very special.
Why?
Like, we got somebody that's like proper. You know, we got somebody that we've been talking about. Like, can we have some realness? This teabag of there's not much real stuff happening anyway. You know, shout out to Touch, shout out to Funky and previous episodes, but we have to upgrade. So, Ayo, Cedar, what up?
What it do, Shoes? What it do?
I'm fresh as fuck. T-Bag, what up?
What it do? All good.
T-Bag, you say lit. Like, shout out to T. Once you read T-Bag, put it on the show, go to you standing.
I must imagine. That's some bullshit.
It's a fool. Ayo, Mike, we got you also. Mike is the youngin' that, like, gets... He's the next generation of all this.
Yeah. Still love Edda. It. Still love it.
Hey, it's a fool.
I'm being groomed live. Imagine.
What's good?
Hey, this is Beast now. Oh, if I don't know how to introduce B.
He's a super guy. Right, bit. I've seen him.
I'm fast for words, dog. I've been able to introduce half of the people that I associate with, but with you, you keep on surprising me every single time. The word beast, like, is okay for you anymore. I think you've got
it's busy beast.
Legendary beast.
Hey, beast.
Beast.
I actually had to change my name from busy.
Why?
I know beast when you were still wrong at school. As I feel younger, 7. About next to old Tisha.
What if you in high school?
So when you say hard.
Dang it.
Hope I do the good teacher.
So you say you come from humble beginnings. I don't know if that applies to beast. You know?
So what beginnings does he come?
Because humble big. So beginnings, I think we feel about a school party, about coach, about I don't know if you're all with that. With a 7, if still humble beginnings.
You call him a silver spoon.
Yeah, well, consider high school as but big, I also,
but I also think his rap career
is exactly what humble Northwood.
Beginnings are.
I went to Northwood.
You went to Northwood? Yeah, now it, Doug. Now it is.
Yeah, man. How
pissed? That's
a school of arts. What you mean, bro?
That's a piece. I'm gonna come not to it. I'm gonna not to it because I'm so pissed.
So, rolling with those that gang from the band was still in the. He looked like.
Don't hear
he looked like he's not gonna be a DJ.
What about MCZ? MCZ.
Gamma's been
easy.
Yeah. Yeah, you went to Northwood as well. Easy. What for the North?
I'm something. Well, I'm sure I know him, but I can't. The name doesn't ring a bell.
You're the only Asian guy.
If you don't know somebody, they're not relevant.
Oh, wow.
I must imagine.
No, like in school, I was caught up in lawful activities. So
you don't strike me as the type.
If you have to be option and describe you before anybody knows you're around, how would you do that? Like, give us, you know, give us some advice.
Damn. Yeah.
Just short, something short.
I don't know, Manu Sindlovu, German born rapper, turned old genre songwriter, the heaviest of the heavy, came from.
Issue.
Like, he's a guy that came from. He's a guy that has quite a story to tell when it comes to his career. You know, from Printed Days to Sailors and Durban ICCs, it's been quite a...
Yeah.
And, like, the whole story is amazing, you know? Yeah.
Do you think your story is, if you have to put it from, like, 100%, do you think your story is about 20% being told right now? How much has been told to us? Like, as how many percent from Sarko Gatlega?
Sure, like 3%.
Yes,
3%.
My God.
Yeah, like you get
because from my career,
I'm just giving out the show reel. It's just the trailer, you know.
You know, funny enough, before you and I spoke, is like earlier on in the morning, just four and just things. I was listening to loud hip hop back then and stuff, and I actually listened to your old hip and whatnot, and I realized actually you had hits, bro. Like, you've been having hits.
Thank you.
How do you maintain that? We'll see. Into a keep by hits, quite a lot of matrix, like, no, they'll surface for a couple of, and it hits is a problem, man. You know, so how do you do that, G? Just from out in general, Zisha, I'm kind of front with you. Lots of things are so fucked up.
I think that too, there's something I've always been telling myself in the songwriting part of things. Wooty, don't rap for yourself, don't rap for fans, but rap for the masses. So you'll definitely always find in my music tracks where I want to have fun with it, like with the word, the beat selection. But you'll also find about an equal amount of music for people in general. Yeah, well, so I could be amongst like and absorb everything so I can translate it to a form where she into a Dana if music walk up to me nothing swing now or hey balela mina or you know something I've always tried to maintain because obviously I've been exposed a different part of the industry now so it's easy to lose yourself. It's easy to lose your craft.
So part of making a hit is understanding what the people want.
Yeah, part of making a hit is definitely understanding what will relate people to what people want because sometimes people don't even know, like exactly what I need. So it's just trying to be relatable and always just be in touch with your core audience. So
how much of you do you think you've given your people? Because sometimes there's a distinguished a difference in the sense that I can let these much people know about me on a per level. How much do you think from the crowd situation you've led abandon that do not know you from a bar of soap to know about you? How much do you think you give out there for the crowd?
Like, it's quite a lot. it's quite a large percentage. You know, tracks you'll find on my album Take a Minute, like Thanks to My Fam. It's a song that's a song that's come to my life than any other song, because now I'm dropping family members, I'm name dropping incidents that only me and my immediate family aware of, you know. So I do bring people quite close, but in a way that will relate one way or another to their story. It's like when you left home, everybody was happy that you're leaving home. And some people were like, no, but why? But you have stuff to do. But specific in what's going down in my household at that point in time that you could also relate to. She hasn't had something similar happen.
Sorry, but also you've now have adjusted from the piece that like that is you're now the piece that's album and the signed to a label. How is that like different? Piece that's not signed to a major, I'm under effort. I mean, no matter what the deal is, whatnot, we're not going. But like, how the difference between that? Like, how do you personally?
Your only escape is the music, and the music also owns the master or what the nitty gritties are. That's what represents you. So, important part to hold on to. Don't be forced to change just because of paper, you know, and signatures. So yeah, it's not all glorious being signed to anywhere, but in our society and in the type of industry we're in, sometimes you definitely need support structure.
Yeah. So how's it going from
being signed? It's a job, bro. It validates it formalizes your music career, bro. That's the biggest thing that people don't understand about when you sign to a record label. It's now it's not about what you feel. It's there in place for you to utilize as an opportunity where you want to be. But that's just processes that need to run and processes that are of what you think and feel on a specific day.
Yeah. Also, like, In most cases, you're getting at people that have been down the path. Where now, you're the creator of the music. You say, no, this is the single because it's you and whoever you've made into it. And then somebody that's going to be selling the music can be like, no, but I think I could sell better. And at the end of the day, it's a business because he's pumping in money into your brand and hoping for rent. So you have to meet somewhere. That's what artists don't understand, especially first-time signers. This is a business. This is an investment, and there's a return on investments exit from it. So everybody to agree, Wooty, definitely sell this track. This is a good song, but this is more like Mark ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Also, what I want to change, like double check, because from being signed, you have the idea that you are the employer. So people hear your word, but not being signed, kind of like the employee. So there's as much as the creativeness is still there, and how do you then become Leo Mudoaz? So you know what? Now I'm signed to a big label with big expectancy, whatnot. How do I slide that? I'm influenza, they check no. Right through different people that fit in to the structure of things and whatnot. So how do you find that I'm creative and inside it, my creativity? Let me bounce how I want to bounce. And you just feed onto that. How does that employee work out? Or how is it?
Fortunately, I've been in the game for a minute. So most people I've worked with have always trusted my instincts and have always creative role. So even
word.
You never get to Wooty. No, Pista's Queen's Wooty. It's on some sure, fine. Do you have any plans? And then we'll discuss Wooty. So who do you think you want to work with? And it's, you know, so and so. They'd be like, okay, let's talk to him. I'd be like, no, talk to him. Just need to be in Joburg and record. So I've always been given that space, Jay. There's a company we'll be launching very soon called Wouch. That's an online digital platform to sell music via a Wi-Fi solution in partnership with my father's company, which provides Wi-Fi solutions to res around KZN. That's just one of them. There's also, I've also been doing a couple of events. I don't know if you guys remember Wild Summer last year. Yesterday, the 28th of March, I was supposed to be hosted at Under the Moon, but because of the lockdown, I had to postpone. And also, musically, the songs that are currently on the top 10 Radio Monitor that were written by me. So
thank you, Beast.
Closely with Universal, but yeah, music for other
artists. That's a ghost. Ghost of niggas.
Yeah, bro. I feel like.
Can't answer that.
No, I can't answer that. But check the charts, my nigga.
Check the charts and listen to the lyrics.
Thank you.
No, on the real though, it's something I've always liked. Is there are two tracks in the top 10 that were written by me, but I cannot disclose which songs those are.
NDA ain't done.
Put it in the top 10.
NDA ain't done.
They don't have my voice on it at all.
That's why a record label wouldn't worry about Beast because he's delivering. All of us always have problems with their record labels when the delivery is kind of sketchy or everything of theirs is always in the pipeline. You need to always be giving out shit, bro. You need to be giving product out. Make the record label comfortable with letting you do what you want to do because you have 2 out of 10 written hits.
Yeah, but isn't it like Beast has been in this game, though? Like, he's been doing this. Like, a new artist who just got signed with one song doesn't know that.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's another thing. I thought I wanted us to actually go there. We would see some things you can never be taught. Some things you'll only get to learn through experience. Ziningi zinto, it's us chelas on coming into the game like, don't do this. You must always treat yourself like this. And you don't get it until you learn for yourself. It's, oh, shit, actually. This is where this is beneficial. Like something as simple as like maintain a clean image and don't just smoke your cigarettes in front of the whole audience. And when you come into the game, it's like, no, but I'm a bad boy. It's even in my lyrics. Like everybody knows I smoke and all that.
Yeah.
But you're not exposed now to conversations with bigger brands and people that are trying to monetize your whole operation, so you'll only get to learn that once you get there.
Showcase. So like just in general, like how have you been like coping now just since you're not gigging?
Royalty checks, nigga.
It's not terrible. it's not terrible, but obviously it is bad because there's the cash flow. So if there's no money coming in and it's only coming out, it's a problem regardless of how big your cushion is.
Balancing the books, Doug.
So, it's definitely something to worry about. Obviously, considering Lana Wooty, we are just at the beginning stages of the pandemic and we are possibly the continent that's going to be impacted the most. So there might be extensions of the lockdown. And also, just after the lockdown, how long will it take to really bounce back and be like, okay, I know this is sharp. It's a very tricky situation for a lot of people.
It's your case. And how have you been basically dealing with it It's day three now. I can also see you on a day today. How's the weekend been, guys? In lockdown.
It's been dope. I mean, I've been writing. I've been writing some music and also just the rest. About the rest and just trying to keep healthy and eating healthier and being cleaner. Also refreshes your mind. So now I'm tapping into parts I thought no longer existed in my brain when it comes to creating music.
And oh, Jack, is that master?
No, like, for real, these things, that's good. Now, we put on my magazine or watch them on online or on TV, but these things actually really work. We see, like, rest enough and do that and do this. But, you know, obviously, we don't do that because you probably leave the club at 6. You have a flight at 9. You have an interview at 2 in another city.
Are you sleeping 7 hours a day, beast?
I'm not, but I am now.
You are now because of the rest. You need to sleep 7 hours a day, otherwise you're going to get dementia. Must have survived my royalty checks out. So, Kushama, my memorial concert.
I'm also yeah. 30% on Ozo Shai. Utane, keep it trackable, number one, first.
That's cool. Like, so,
just to understand, so now with the lockdown and everything going on and the whole stage, obviously, you're an artist now. Before anything else, Sazu Peace or artist, I'm speaking on behalf of SA. Né? So, you work, luckily for you, you're working on an album. So, ukubonakala outside vele be window also izozile, you know, we miss it. So, when is your album dropping? No, is that delayed? Are you still going to drop it the same way, the same time? Or how is that affected? Has it actually even affected anything besides my and T-Bag's feature because it can't cut to the studio?
It's affected a lot, bitch, because the obvious. For one, I must say, like when the day the president announced a lockdown, I was already expecting it, and I had just postponed a trip to Johannesburg to record with Umakwa. And also the outstanding sessions were sessions with the likes of Ureki, the likes of Questa. So when we come back from the lockdown, you need to consider the progress on my end. You need to consider the readiness on their end. Which, are they ready to bounce back now and straight into studio? Because Questa was also very locked into his recordings. Because I remember the week before that, I was supposed to have a session in Omaha, but he was locked in Nkwesta in Pretoria, and I was already in Joburg. So there's a lot of things to consider. Noguchi, how many artists are currently recording right now that have the desire to release straight after lockdown? I've never been a person I've never been a person that rushes into things. Like, there's still the mix and master process, which now I expected time because if it's not right, it's not ready.
Kiss by kiss.
So you can't say, on a Thursday, Darko Blue, finally, poom, man. If we'll just drop whatever we have. No, if it's not ready on Wednesday night, it's not dropping on Thursday.
Yeah.
So
that's
hard to tell at this point.
That's hard for a lot of people in this, in the entertainment creative industry right now, because a lot of things are dependent on a lot of other people. So everybody is in a lockdown of Woods XA. Should that's I finish this poster? Am I gonna have to change the dates? So like
that's the thing. It's
a also bit like scary.
But based also
when like a quester, like when you say quester, yo, finish this beat or finish the situation on Friday, and a quester doesn't on Friday, do you then go, yeah, all right, cool, next? Or do you like, hey, because he brings a whole lot of crowd?
I don't until I feel like it's beyond my control. Like if it's me, I'm sales on our shoes, Vuma, and it's Friday, Zash, and then Friday, it's, you know, something came up. And then I ask you, it's okay, so when is the best time? And then Usha win, and then if it doesn't happen then again, then I'll probably be like, okay, let me move on. And then I'll ask you one more time, like, Fetu, since that thing didn't happen, so like, do you just brush it off, maybe try it another time? Or because if Mina, I select you to be on the album, it's definitely for a certain reason. It's never about your name. Your name is always like a cherry on top. But if I'm working with you, I'm trying to get a certain style from you that evokes the emotion that's attached to that song.
100%.
Just how you never 100%. Hear Sky Wonder misfitted in my album. Like, no, but why is Sky here? It's always, every time I lock in with Sky, Sky does exactly what's expected of her.
And every time you feature her, she like murders.
But Sky black, bro. Sky black.
You black.
I've not. We've known Sky for like forever, dog. Like from way yeah, from
Bears. What's this wonder?
This guy has no misses. When she was still rapping, like, she's one of my top three female rappers, and I say female, you know, because, you know, that's how society puts it. But Uskai Untwempu, Tibet, you want to know, like, Uskai Untwempu, she was like, and I asked her back then, yo, I miss you rapping. Why don't you rap no more? And she was like, I prefer singing. So yeah. I'm like, please rap. She's like, nah, I'm going to sing. And she went to Idols and she did pretty well there. I was like, okay, we have both those guys then.
Yeah.
She only has
to be. And you a ghost. And you take ghost. Like when everybody drops at the same time, trying to push the work at a certain level, you have these distributors, and you have compilers, and you have all these media outlets. So if you go to Bazi or Radabantuempo distribute some music, you go to them and they distribute like 15 artists. Like, how effective is it really gonna be? Because as a compiler, now we're working for a certain station and one person brings you 15 songs. You're not gonna playlist all 15 of them.
Yeah.
You're also gonna gauge. It's okay. We have a so and so here. We have a so and so here. Okay, that makes radio sense. That makes. But I beast demand you. Hey, shy. Well, kings on fire, but it's in police manage until Tira has to wake up and be like, okay, beating on my beast idol. They'll be like, yeah, but we got Lange, we got Tipsy, we got a single from you, we got Bulo, Tsunami, Abo. So
I always try to.
That's an interesting part of it. I never looked at it like that, yes.
I always try to avoid that congestion. Actually, that's the reason why I carried on working on my album to better it. So I wanted to release it last year, but last year Tipsy dropped an album, Tira dropped an album, Nark was dropping an album.
Is there a preference on who drops first, or are you considered, or is it a case of your fiatala to the, how does that work? Who decides and how is it decided?
It's your work ethic. If your album is ready and you have a release date, a desired release date, is what check how strategic it is, and then you can drop. But that's the issue with me, Uti. I feel like if we are at a label and somebody drops, we should all be behind the drop.
Yeah.
To make it
100%.
As strong as possible. The push must be as strong as possible.
And that's why a label is necessary.
Yes. So for me, it doesn't make sense for all of us to drop. Because also you need to consider, Wootie, Umphathi wethu is an artist.
Sure.
The biggest at the label. So the last thing I want to do is drop an album at the same time as him. Understand? Because sure. I know for a fact, let's see, he's going to be focused, and it's not that he's neglecting you, but he's genuinely focused on pushing the hard work that he's been putting in for the last year.
And also,
and you can't blame him for that.
How are you pressured? Like, are you even pressured to actually feature people in the stable, like in your album? Would you then be like, okay, Beast, you're dropping an album, but Nabo TPC, Nabo Lala, Nabo Odanke, whoever's involved in the label, or it's just like, yo, you got free reign, just let us know what it is.
Ah, man, do you, bro? I even went as far as telling about teams and about judges, guys, if you're gonna be on my album, I need to write like rap verses. But Tipsy has a bunch on the side to her, yeah, bro.
Sure.
So I said, just challenge yourself.
She got that. What an artist, actually.
Yeah, I think you can actually do it if you put your mind to it, even if I have to walk you through it. But let's do it. It would be so dope to have a full hip hop album, massive battle featuring Tipsy. It's like,
for no panel verse. For no panel verse. I'm fuck.
I've been trying to tell him. He's like, I can't. It would be dope to have Jaji just spin the 8 bars.
Yeah. Guess Zulu for this. Guess Zulu serious.
Yeah.
But I'm to Arma Shesha did it.
I've been writing rap verses, bro. TKG. Yeah. The whole career,
been writing rap verses, bro.
They hid behind quite a bunch. It's like, it's hip hop. It was rap. That was them.
Shoes.
And it's a cool place to be. It's just that it does get tricky because of the genre boundary. Like I'll find myself tapping into more than hip hop at certain stages. Purely because man, for your studio, just trying to be creative. Fear, which is dog.
I remember you trying to balance the hip hop and hip hop. I think it was at the Nasty C concerts I bumped into you. I was like, yo, I'm like, yeah, dog, I just saw you like killing it. I'm like, well, how's it going? He's like, yo, dog, I'm trying to push this hip hop. I think you're at a point where you had a lot of big boom. You're trying to get back into hip hop.
Yeah.
How's that? Yeah. How's the balancing of the two been? Because you're in a traditionally like house stable and you're a hip hop act. You're like a sore thumb that sticks out.
I'm good. You must just like possible. Obviously, they are like I gauge the audiences where. I'll kick off the sets with hip hop. Would like be like verses that have a lot of punchline, the opens, just to test the waters. And if the response is not powerful at some point in the set, I'm gonna throw in a bumper, retold it. Those songs just means that audience will relate to those things. It's crazy.
So
because
he's still a rapper, dog. I just want to figure it out. Can we still call you a rapper, or are you just like?
I was on rap. Another thing, bro. Another thing, like about that, you mustn't underestimate that you have those songs, bro. You mustn't underestimate the fact that you have those songs to go back to. Somebody just drown on stage and they don't have a bumper to go back to. They don't have something to jump on. They don't have.
And they drown.
To jump on.
They drown and they go backstage, beast.
You know what conversation is? I always raise this thing, which means I listen to a lot of Jigga. I listen to a lot of K-Dot. So I know for a fact Kendrick taps a whole lot into jazz. Especially on How to Pimp a Butterfly, that album.
Yeah.
I know Jay-Z has a collab album with Linkin Park, a whole rock album, bro. But nobody has ever questioned if Jay-Z is still a rapper.
Sure.
Now, obviously, when it comes home, She dropped three Kom songs and they're like, oh, pana, I start rapping. We still imagine it's a show. And it's sad that it has to be like that because, like, music,
but that's like one of the things that I found with like house heads or hip hop heads. They're so stuck up their own.
What made you rap, dog? Oh, sorry.
It's so territorial, bro.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. So territorial. Dog. So like,
what's your vibe? I mean, hip hop, but territorial. As a come, my channel now got to drop freestyle. It's like reverses.
I didn't want to say
hip hop versus.
Exactly.
Hip hop is so territorial, dude. Yo.
So if you do hip hop genre, you can't do anything else, guys. Like, according to hip hop fans.
And you can't do the hip hop in a way that the hip hop that they want.
According to hip hop. Never ever tap out of hip hop. ever. If it's, I'll post a photo of myself and my son, and they'd be like, "When I was playing, I'm saying keep hip hop." That's for what the hell? Not only is this not a platform, but who the fuck are you?
Basically, as soon as you drop a song that South Africa reacts to, automatically South Africa adopts you. So what you say and what you post, that's a stigma, but it shouldn't be like that. Also, because we out see that just got a brilliant talent of telling stories through music. Yeah, bro. So how do you branch that situation to then say, "Buffers like person trailer appeal." I can go on without dropping anything. I don't owe you guys anything, but still buy my shit.
it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, if you're in a head break. So the job, comes with it. It's like, same with
it's pine done.
It's just like, three employees, but you smoke weed, and you spiritually believe in smoking weed. So you're opposed to the legal status of marijuana, but spiritually you believe in it. But more COVID inform themselves in our permission.
Sure. Until if we again, shout out Sergeant Smanman.
That type of situation.
Direct drop how much jewels clearing on couches. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, no, like it's part of the if you say mention about you, umuntu wants inviting to that space, and you connect with them through your music. While I listening, of course, it's over an entitlement, because I can't put my son onto your music and your brand, and then when you go around beating women. Problem now. You're of what we say we represent. So you need to handle with care.
So Beast, just to wrap up the situation, just to understand. So your album is dropping. Is there any date set for it? Are you still waiting for everything to, you know, set up and whatnot? Is it being dropped under Afro Entertainment? Is there any features that we can expect? Is there any features that will be a surprise to us? Is there anything out of the ordinary? Because obviously you've dropped projects before. I think that from learning the fact that, you know, we call and Young Indo, you know, most of us are over here. But from a stranger's point of view, if as soon as they hear Go To Pieces drop, anything that I could expect from that angle?
Okay, yes, I'm working on an album.
Woo-woo.
I don't have a release date. I never did, because I believe release dates kill creativity. Also, the album might not drop under Afro. The album is currently being discussed.
You gotta explain that.
Yeah, the album might not be dropped under Afrotainment. We're currently discussing with another company that wants to drop, that want to export the Beast brand, basically. Because of the business. Yeah, no, we're definitely cool. We've had the conversation. Also, the company approached Utiel and this opportunity. They want to export the sound because of the versatility and the switch up game.
Thank you, versatility.
And Dira was kind enough to holler at me about it, and also just say like, "Hey, man, I'd never be able to match this opportunity, so I'd say go for it. I have your back. If all fails, you can always come back. But just me, I got you. If you need me, you got me."
Can't give them
time. So that's the situation, right?
And
now,
I think that's why we respect Utera so much, because he's allowed, and with just from a public stance, we are aware of it, you know. There's only two people that will be like, "Oh, I did it like this." But business-wise and what is built, he's been able. That's why we support you for being part of that. Or when you decided to be part of that, we were able to support in your game. Just to on the rap steeds, is there anything, once I said it, would say, are we receiving any features that we are like, whoa? Or is T-Bag jumping on? Is T-Bag done with giving you lighters instead of a beat?
I'd love for T-Bag to jump on, bro. I'd love for T-Bag to jump on.
Yeah, T-Bag, we're putting you on the spot.
T-Bag has a pack, bro. One deal, if you have a pack, maybe, or unless you want to wait the lockdown out and we're locking.
No, dog.
It's up to you.
You
can send a pack.
Cool, dog. So shall you pack it, doggy? It's a new package. We're doing new.
He's the Jenny LePage on the
scale. He's too chilly, man. I said,
I'm even not gonna charge you for it.
I will. Do you have an initial name? Have you thought about the name of the project?
No, actually, no. I have ideas. All of the ideas speak to the theme, because I always theme my albums. Like,
have you found?
In terms of the naming of your projects right now, it's been pretty on point. Yeah, well, it's been pretty on point.
The shortlist has got like three titles only. Like, it can only be one of those three, because it needs to the content within the album. Yeah, well, I don't just name
shoes,
an album.
It's so, and what else?
Shoes.
Excellent. How do you feel about the whole thing with this kind of world and Loki being signed to this kind of world thing?
I'm very happy for Loki, because it's definitely a better position than where he was. We all know how talented Loki is. Praying obviously that it's a good move, because you can never know, and this has got nothing to do with kind of world. It's just got to do with signing deals in general. You know, sometimes things go south. Sometimes it's the artist, sometimes it's the label. But I just hope it's a dope union that both parties can benefit from, because, like, in all honesty, Loki truly deserves it. And also, Skanda World has always been in the forefront amongst the companies that are in the forefront. So it would be dope for them to actually benefit from fresh new blood and just a breath of fresh air. So, like, and man, all the best to Loki. I really love his verse on the joint they dropped as a collective. Nabo, Zinga, and Taylor, and man.
That thing, like, that verse, like, it's like you see how you when you rap in vernac, there's a certain people of KZN that you represent, Yabolendule.
Yeah,
and it's in your lingo, and you could even move on to Eastern Cape and stay 10 years there. But the way that you write your raps, especially Mukulumikeba, it relates to a specific set of people, Abasalaikai. And Ulok, he's been able to tap into that from a different wave.
Yeah, and I love it. I love also just the attitude.
Sure.
Like how, if he can maintain that, because he's got that young Fresh Prince of Bel-Air vibe thing.
Sure.
He's energetic. He's definitely, there's a big gap for him to be comfortable and push as possible.
Yeah, bro. More Durban is winning. For me, that's the happiest thing, that a lot of Durban is winning. And a lot of Durban guys from the, I'll call it the emerging market, the emerging sector, it's a win, are making moves that are like formalizing. Signing contracts. A lot of rappers are still afraid to get into deals and stuff like that and signing these contracts.
But what I see
decisions is, like, and investing in themselves.
A lot of the artists that I've bumped into that don't want to get into deals, I feel uneducated about the business as some, like an artist like Beast is, through like experience. And some people, like Nasty, was educated in the business, but that was through geeking out on the industry, yeah, bro. And a lot of people don't take their work seriously enough for them to know this stuff, to at least know what they don't know. Because you can know, and you can know that you don't know, and you still need to learn, yeah, bro.
Okay, well,
That's true. Not Nasty Night. Like, the same message goes out to him. I just hope it's a fruitful deal for both parties, because it could swing either way. Like, you could, like, with deals, it's always that risk, you know?
It's the wild, wild west.
It's the wild, wild west, bro. But it's a make or break. And if it's a make, yo, I'm so proud of him.
Were you nervous?
He's still got so much time.
Were you nervous signing
to make as big of a
to Afro? Were you nervous when you're signing to Afro? Because you're coming from a bigger label, right?
Not really.
Just go with the flow. Woo.
No, it's because it came at a point where I just needed to be. I had the fallout, the gents that I was working with prior. I had just come out of a sticky situation with my previous management. And at that point, I already had Halo. So I'm telling myself, there's no way I'm dropping this song indie.
He used the power of the machine.
Exactly. Like, I definitely needed, like, even just the name, you know, because I could do the push. I've been independent for quite some time. But with the name, it would be like 10-4.
Hey, Beast, cutting off there a bit.
Yes, sir.
Is it just me?
No. He cut off for a bit.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't want to drop it independent, because I knew that dropping it with Coop, it would reach the people that I want to reach, because I knew, Wootsy, it's a song that will speak to the masses. To come in on it like that was also like a big bonus. Building my arm to further heights where I couldn't reach, you know. And it worked like a charm. Actually the only song that won an award at Afrotainment last year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bongo.
No, shout out, man. Personally, on me, on my side, I can't wait for your album to drop, G. And I think it would be something that I want to listen to. It's Ngihlele Ngedwa.
because automatically I think your music speaks for people like myself, and people like us actually. Go by Lula to hear it. But shout out to you. We can't look good, can't wait for it rather. And I think it will touch the middle class, the guy that just got the monies, Intwana that's still trying to push up hand. And you one of us, as said in the beginning, Yabo. So yeah. I wish you well. I wish everything is dope. Shout out for you to even, you know, take a bit of time to just be with us from the conversation. Sure, I hope it's good and we're gonna have you again. While we figure zonke zinto out with Silo and T and Mike in the background. And it's just good to hear a perspective. So just to, for the last, because we've got about 5 minutes or less to go. So with the 21 lockdown and so forth, with the virus, actually is a real thing. So IZBeg, it affects everybody. What's your take on it in terms of like, what are you doing to keep safe and what are you hoping the end results become after 21 days as an artist and also as Itaiba, you know, because you've got a son and forth. So what's your take on it? Just to hear the last word for the next 5 minutes.
It's really sad for me to see me ignorant, but because we live in a society where isn't anything it's such as a joke, but also flip coin like that clip relevant give us and says in a la la wire, you know, and turned out to be a joke. It was represented as ignorance.
Yeah.
So just like nobody said to think Uzi. Let time from where he stands. Like I've never left SOE. So let virus in China, go China and Shanghai nab now me.
Yeah.
Because virus is zooming a song.
Yeah.
Even the government says this is our first try at doing what we're doing. This is not a rehearsal. So how do you expect people in the outer skirts of the CBD and people that are not as connected to social media, don't listen to as much radio? Like there are people that are like that just wake up. They're unemployed, but they're supposed to start a buga bashan, a buga community, and does the odd work around the house. Like, no one generally doesn't know what's going on. So, I was a woman blamer. But he hasn't got the extra information that we see on like your WhatsApp stories, your Twitter, like all that information there. Okay, I'm going to boost my immune system. All of that stuff. And society, so unfortunately, isn't prepared, which is why the globe predicts that Africa will be hit the hardest. As much as Africa has the lowest infections and deaths right now, but
lack of
like this morning I saw an article, it's Africa is the last on the list to receive life incubators because the countries that are dying the most are in Europe right now. So the people that are making these incubators are shipping to Europe. But the pandemic but boogie numbers, we only have 1,000 infections. Yeah, but how many people have you tested?
America told General Motors to start making ventilators. There's a law that they can invoke, like they did with the disaster acts, like South Africa. There's a defense act, like China, where they can tell factories, like big companies, to make what they need. So they told General Motors to start making a ventilator because they see which is about champagne.
Cool. good. We manage you. What's a stand on your dinner for? When I told no baba, or shall I pants, less good things are so careless. Oh, I tweet, net dry cough, and put you a kind of in a fever.
Socks, I don't know if there was a punchline, no ma.
All right. I said to Nick Diarrhea, those are all the major symptoms.
Because I don't know what rappers, dog. I don't know what rappers.
That's
a punchline or something. There's like beef, you know, songs.
No, this has nothing to do with the fact that it's so at the airport show.
You know, I don't know, man. Because Socks is my rise. Oh, okay. Alrighty then. Hey, yo, shout out to Socks, man. Once.
Yeah, but the reality is we're not prepared in a nutshell, Jay. I see you're prepared for the larger scale of things.
All right, dog. For me, from Shoes, the Pilot, dog, I hope you're keeping safe. I hope your album goes well. I hope
you
and your fam, your kid, you know, your brothers, your sister also, and all of that. I hope you give us the content that we're waiting for. And I hope those 21 days become a situation where you get perspective about your stuff and your shit. And you are who we rate as you are, you know, even more, so to speak. So shout out for you for coming through to the podcast. And ladies and gents, or just gents for this period, I'm going to call it any last words for Beast, any last words from Beast. Please feel free, because I am now automatic counting your niggas down.
No, man, just major shout out for making it feel like it's not a lockdown for an hour, bro. Like, nigga, been idle even when I'm writing, like, right, and then you sometimes zone out. So, like, just being part of something is dope, man. Shout out, thank you so much.
Shout out to you.
We appreciate Beast. That, Beast. And anytime you have block, a writer's block, dog, you know you can always holler at me, like how I did with the other tracks. I can always give you lyrics and stuff, you know?
Nah, the only blocks around here are roadblocks by South African friends, bro.
Issue. All right, T-Bag, you still with us?
T-Bag for toilets.
All right, T-Bag. Yeah. T-Bag has loop breaks.
Shut up.
Shout out. I'll see you guys. What's T-Bag?
Shout
out. Okay. What's T-Bag? I don't know. He permits. Yeah, like my loop breaks now, but he takes them. Yeah, so I was sure.
Smoggy again, please. Thank you for coming
shout
through.
Shout out to you one time.
Okay,
Jeffrey, just make sure, is there anywhere we catch you on the social media situation? Is there anything that you can give us to follow you, or anything we should subscribe to?
It's just Insta, Twitter, @Beast_RSA. That's @Beast_RSA. Facebook is Beast_RSA, and so is YouTube. So yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What's this up?
If it's that, I almost like signed it as if Champagne, the other radio stations that won't mention right now. So yeah, so tell us, what's your handle, Kanti? As I was going to push the podcast.
T-Bag, I'm waiting, bro.
Hey, yo, shout out to Cedo. Shout out for that. Shout out to Deeply Rooted Durban. So you can catch us on the podcast for those listening that are not part of this podcast immediately. RadioDR.co.za or DuplyRooted.co.za. Catch us on all socials. We got you. T-Bag, Shoes, Style. We outie. Thank you, Beast. Sure,
and radio DR.